Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we play music from a new album by Roseanne Cash and answer a listener question about the strange secret language called Pig Latin. But first, we tell about a business that provides non-polluting transport services. On Monday, leaders from around the world will meet in Denmark for the United Nations Climate Change Conference. But locally, people are working every day to improve the health of the planet in smaller ways. Pedal People in Northampton, Massachusetts, has found an inventive way of transporting goods and services without creating any pollution. Mario Ritter tells us more.
Pedal People calls itself a worker-owned, human-powered transport service. It was started in 2002 by Ruthie Woodring and Alex Jarrett. The city of Northampton does not provide trash and recycling pickup services. So, Mr. Jarrett would take his recycling materials to the local center himself, using his bicycle and a trailer. He and Ms. Woodring thought that other people in town might pay them to remove trash and recycling materials instead of using a private trash company that uses trucks. The two wanted to use bicycles as transport because they believe strongly in human power. They do not like the idea of depending on vehicles that use gasoline. They created Pedal People as a way to create a useful service that helps the local economy and is environmentally friendly. Ms. Woodring says she enjoys bicycling everywhere. She can get to know her neighborhood's paths, enjoy the trees, and experience the changes in weather. Today, Pedal People has 12 workers. More than 400 people pay for their services. And the city of Northampton is one of their biggest customers. The 11 owners of Pedal People do not only pick up and remove trash and recycling, they also remove large objects such as washing machines, beds, and refrigerators. The workers use trailer devices which link to their bicycles and can carry up to 130 kilos. They also pick up and transport food to homeowners. And they provide gardening services that are environmentally friendly. They do all this work year-round, even during the cold and snowy winter months in Massachusetts. We asked Ben Winter how he came to work for Pedal People. He said he has always been interested in different ways of making a living. He said, at first, he just thought the idea of Pedal People was really cool. Now, he says it has also become a rewarding livelihood.
Our question this week comes from China. Yuzi Chao wants to know about the strange language called Pig Latin, or Igpe Atenle in Pig Latin. First of all, how Pig Latin got its name is a mystery. The language has nothing to do with farm animals or ancient Rome. Pig Latin is simply minor changes that are made to words to make a funny secret language. In traditional Pig Latin, the first consonant sound of a word is moved to the end of the word, and then an A is added to that. So pig becomes igpe, Latin becomes atinle. Some words start with vowels, so these words just get an A or sometimes a way sound on the end. Ant becomes ante or antway. Excellent changes to excellente, and so on. Sometimes children use Pig Latin. They can share information with their friends without their parents or other adults knowing what they are saying. For example, you might hear the following in a school hallway around examination time. Eit grey uzne udzde, egen me at de I de answers way, ute ave este ex ne ique. Or, great news, dudes. Megan got the answers to the test next week. Of course, all adults were once children, and Pig Latin is hardly new. Journalist John Haleman wrote that President Thomas Jefferson wrote whole letters to friends using Pig Latin in the early 1800s. So it is probably not the safest secret language for those really private talks. Pig Latin is not the only coded language that children use. Gibberish adds the sound d-d-g to every syllable of each word. So hello becomes hedagel adago. She said, gibberish is tricky, but worth it. Fewer people know it than Pig Latin. Reporter Katie Weaver learned gibberish and another secret language called Ibis in middle school. She and her best friend still use it, especially when they do not want their children to know what they are talking about.
Well, if you're traveling in the North Country Fair, the wind's here heavy on the borderline.
Roseanne Cash is a singer and songwriter best known as a country musician. But her songs are also influenced by rock and pop music. Her latest album, The List, is based on advice given to Roseanne by her father, the country music great Johnny Cash. Catherine Cole tells us more.
When Roseanne Cash was 18 years old, she was traveling with her father on a performance tour. They started talking about well-known country and folk songs. Johnny Cash realized that his daughter did not know many of his favorite songs. So he sat in the back of the bus and spent the rest of the afternoon making a list of 100 important songs. These were the songs he felt his daughter had to know. He told her that the songs would be her education. Roseanne Cash's latest album, The List, features 12 of the songs her father chose for her 35 years ago. Here is the 1950 song, I'm Moving On, written by Hank Snow.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true love and mama ain't a-coming back. 'Cause I'm moving on,
Roseanne Cash says she made a point of learning most of the songs on her father's list, but then she moved on to have a successful career performing her own songs. In 2005, she found the list again and realized it was time to record some of the songs. Here is Long Black Veil, first released in 1959.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees. Nobody knows but me.
Roseanne Cash asked singer and songwriter Bruce Springsteen to perform one song with her on the album. We leave you with their version of the 1961 hit, Sea of Heartbreak.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. Sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress. So divine, I wish you were mine again, my dear. On the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Dimange and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Oh, what I'd give to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more.
Come my rescue. Oh, come here to me. Take me and keep me away from the sea. Sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress. So divine, sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress. So divine, I wish you were mine again, my dear. On the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak.
The sea of heartbreak.